Let's head out first to a winning locker room. The Denver Broncos get a big win today, 23-0 over the New York Jets. We welcome in linebacker Brandon Marshall. Brandon, congrats on the big win, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was much needed.
Yeah, it was for you guys. How does this, you know, even though the season hasn't gone your way, how does this win today pick up the team going forward?
Oh, you know, I think I'd be lying if I said we lost. You know, if we did lose any little confidence, so this kind of boosts our confidence a little bit. You know, we're excited that you know we played a clean game. You know, we didn't turn the ball over. You know, we got two turnovers. So, you know, when that happens, you know what I'm saying, that's the winning formula. And I feel like, you know, when we don't beat ourselves, we could, you know, compete with any team.
We've seen some turnover in that front seven of the Broncos that's been so good over the last few years. What's it been like getting new guys in while it's still kind of you and Vaughn is the main two standing from those great front sevens?
Oh, man, you know, I think it's been a process, but, you know, the new guys that they bring in, you know, they all buy in. You know, they all work hard, and, you know, they do their thing, you know. You know, we had a great defense that Super Bowl year, and we've never had a bad defense.
No.
But, you know, it's a process getting the new guys acclimated.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon, you look at this game today, you guys held McCown and Petty to 60 yards passing. Have you ever been a part of something like that even? That's an incredibly low number.
No, I don't think I've ever been a part of that, man. That's crazy. I think, you know, the lowest we've had is like maybe 100-something. So for him to have 60 yards passing, man, that's special about the defense.
So you guys are now 4-9, and obviously the season hasn't gone like you guys wanted. What do you want to see over these last 3 weeks as a team?
I just want to see everybody play hard, man.
Yep.
I want to see everybody bust their tail, play hard, you know, try to win, man, play winning football. I think that's what we need to do. You know, we have a lot to play for. You know, it's not the playoffs, but, you know, we got to play for our jobs. We got to play for pride, you know, our family. So, you know, if guys think about that, you know, I think we can win those games, and we'll definitely go hard.
Brandon, we'll get you out of here on this one. So, obviously, you guys have a new head coach this year. And a lot of veterans on that team. But what has John Elway's message been throughout this process, this season, and since it's been a downturn? What has he been saying to you guys?
He hasn't said anything to us. But I know that, you know, John Elway's been a part of, you know, obviously two Super Bowl teams. He won one as a GM. So, you know, he definitely wants us to get back to Bronco football, you know, our winning brand. You know, he hasn't said anything to the team, but, you know, we know what he's thinking. So, we want to get back to winning football and get a win for him.
He is Brandon Marshall, 7 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble today. Congrats on the win, and thanks for joining us, Brandon. We appreciate it.
Thank you.